Welcome back, friends. I guess we have a postscript to our show on safety, which is Father's tremendous work on the surveys, the national surveys. So while I have him, he is, of course, so very busy. We're going to get you, Father, and tell us a little bit about your survey and just help us to understand. Why'd you do it? And who's it for? Who's your audience?
Well, about 5 years ago, I really wanted to quantify what I was feeling interiorly and exteriorly about the traditional Mass. And I wanted to give us some vehicles to somewhat prove what I thought was happening. And so in 2018, I did the first study. It was 1,773 samples from 16 states. And it was really comparing the Novus Ordo to the traditional Latin Mass on 7 questions. And I've had priests say this to me, and I really believe it too. It's as if there are two different religions in how far apart the survey came out to be. The one was Mass attendance. Now, Cara at the time in 2018 was saying it was 22% of Novus Ordo Catholics were going to Mass. And my survey said 99% of the traditional Latin Mass were going to Mass every Sunday, 4.5 times more. This is not an accident. And Cara's number is high. I know it by all the parishes I've been in. I've lived in 11 dioceses. It is not 22%, but I give them their number. And now after COVID, that number probably is south of 10%.
It sure is.
They just didn't come back. Whereas the Latin Mass now, we know, is full force. They all came back. And some of these parishes never stopped all through COVID. And the second survey was focused on 18 to 39-year-olds. This demographic is the future. And they polled at 98% attendance. So these young adults don't miss. They go out of town and they find a Mass. You find their Novus Ordo counterparts, if they're on vacation, quote unquote, or they go out of town, they're not going to Mass, guaranteed. But these traditionalists, they go.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do. You know, I'm very grateful for the children. We have 7 and 9 grandchildren, 2 miscarried. And I'm very grateful that they're all part of Holy Mother Church and they attend to the sacraments. And the youngest one, she's going to a military college for a year. And one of the first things when we were just, it wasn't mom or dad. She looked, where was the church? Where is the parish? How close is it to the gate? How do I get there? What percentage? She's just kind of doing a survey like you did, Father, you know?
Yeah, so when we...
This is an 18-year-old girl.
When we went to West Point, there is a group of about 40 cadets who are very devoted to the Mass, and they have to go away from West Point to go to the traditional Mass. And Annapolis, there are almost 60 midshipmen who go to Baltimore to the Mass quite frequently. The Coast Guard Academy, they're finding the Mass. Also in the Merchant Marines, they have the Mass there at Holy Innocents in the city. These academies are largely very comfortable with the Mass because the Mass is masculine. The traditional Mass is masculine. It gives that militaristic vibe in the sense that we're marching towards God. And this is picked up on very well by these young folks. And it's not just the military. It is everyday Catholics who have their confirmation and they have their marching orders thereby. It's confirmation that is you sticking up, fighting for the church.
That's correct. With her, we'll stay just one more thought on the military and Catholicism. I had a friend who pointed out that the military life and religious life are very similar. And I had never thought about that until I started to see this process she's going through. And it is between the dress, their schedule, She's removed, as it were, from her family and context to form in a new set of relationships. You know, there's clear goals. We had opportunity past several years, just she and I, to be on retreat with the Carmelite Sisters in Alhambra, California. Very wonderful, wonderful, wonderful group of women. They do not have a vocation problem there. And that was the same schedule that they had, right? They would be up early, and they had a defined schedule. And it just strikes me, that's how we're made in a way. That's coming into that natural law of order and peace and purpose.
Yes. So with the two surveys, that the first thing is a mass attendance. The second was the birth rate. That's something, demographics are something that will roll you over if you're not prepared for what the trends are. And the trend right now is 3.6 children per woman in the traditional mass and 2.3 in the Novus Ordo. The 2.3 is trending downward. It's going to go to 1.9 within probably 15 years. The traditional Latin mass will be trending upwards. Why? Because the older women in the traditional Latin mass currently, at one point or another, probably contracepted. The younger girls replacing them will have never contracepted. So that 3.6 is going to go to 4.0. That's going to give a two children per woman birth gap. So right now it's 60%. The family size is 60% bigger among TLMers. In 20 years, it's going to be 100% bigger. And so that gap is widening. Then you have the other aspect. For every 10 Novus Ordo babies born right now, 16 traditional Latin mass babies are born. Of those 10, though, only one will practice the Novus Ordo faith. Of those 16 in the traditional Latin mass, 15.7. So you've got a 1 to 15 plus ratio. That is incredibly huge. And again, as I said, demographics will roll over you. We never thought here in Fairfield County, they told us when I was a newly ordained priest, in 20 years, this county will have a significant amount of Spanish speakers. And we laughed. We're there. Why? Because of the birth rate. But once the Spanish-speaking immigrants get here, their birth rate falls from 2.3 to 1.9 after the first generation, because they buy into our societal norm of, oh, you can't have any more than two children, if that. Mm-hmm. So the traditional Latin masters, they have the number of kids that God wants them to have. And that's biblical. Be fruitful. It doesn't say stop at two kids. It doesn't say that anywhere in Scripture.
No, it sure doesn't. No, it sure doesn't. I know. And having a large family during this time of crisis with COVID, you know, in other times as well, it has just been such a sustenance to us, you know, having so many people. I was at our daughter Nicole's birthday last night. There was a, you know, we had just a merry little group of us. You know, there was no, I feel sorry for those who don't have such richnesses. Absolutely. Are there some other aspects of your survey you'd like to
I think three is a good number, the Trinity. So we have the birth rate, which we just talked about. Then we have the Latin or the attendance on Sundays. And it's something that really surprised me. I knew from researching this before that 49% of our population is male, 51% is female. It's always been kind of funny to me that women are a minority, but when they're not, I digress. So in the survey, of those who responded, of the 1,779 samples, 57% were men. Now, that's an 8% uptick.
Sure.
That corresponds to my theory that the traditional mass is attractive to men because it's more masculine. It's unattractive to the Novus Ordo is unattractive because it's feminine. And we see that borne out in the physical numbers. 8%, an 8% uptick is a phenomenal uptick in any type of survey. That's not marginal. That is saying something huge.
It certainly is. Well, where do you plan on taking your research efforts? Do you have some ideas moving forward?
Well, a good friend of ours, a good mutual friend, Father Tony Dorsa, he is very insistent that my next study be comparing the theological beliefs of those priests who prefer the traditional mass versus those priests who prefer the Novus Ordo. And I think what we're going to come out with, I'm not going to project my thoughts or my wishes on it, but my sense is there will be a very wide gap of theology between those two groups.
I think so. And I think what I was reading about Bishop Schneider and others, I think you will be part of a large, meaningful contingent, maybe I should say not large, but a meaningful contingent looking at that very same question from a variety of perspectives. Yes. And it's time. It's time to do it.
I won't mention the diocese, but I had a chancery official. It was the first time I've ever heard this out of a chancery official's mouth. He said, Father, I am on your side. I believe the traditional Latin Mass is the future. Now, that was astounding because most of these chancery official types, they want nothing to do with the Mass. They have their eyes, their ears, their noses, their hearts closed. They don't really care to hear about the traditional Latin Mass. And for me, as I've often said, I don't care if the Mass is in Swahili, if it's in Martian. I want growth. I want fruit. And the only place I see fruit right now is not with the Swahili, it's not with the Martian, it's not with the English, it's not with the Spanish, it's Latin.
It certainly is, Father. It certainly is. All right, my friends, till the next time, Fides Erratio.